Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
It was summertime in northern Michigan.
On the line, Nick Nirvan with Pure Michigan. Can we hit a rewind button, Nick? My gosh. What happened to summer?
Yeah, it just kind of goes, we always talk about how fast summer passes by, but it seems this year was kind of record speed, doesn't it?
It does. It really, really does. I missed strawberry season. I missed sweet corn. I did spend a lot of time doing things that money can't buy, or things that don't cost anything. I spent a lot of time at the beach. That was awesome. So, I did a lot of that.
That's a great thing to do.
Yeah.
In Michigan, we're never more than 6 miles from a lake or stream,
right.
And we've got some of the best beaches in the world, so I'm glad you took advantage of that.
I did, and I love the email that you sent me. We're calling it Summer's Last Splash, so have at it. Tell me what people should be doing.
Well, there's obviously the splash part. For me, I definitely am going to get into the water this weekend. It's supposed to be a little cooler, but I think it's supposed to get warmer each day, and I did see where there were some low temperatures. I heard you say something about a 40s. And I was like,
well, the lake is like 45 right now. It's freezing, but the fishing's really
good. Yeah, I know. But there's plenty of inland lakes, other opportunities to get in the water. I'll definitely be checking that out. But college football season starts this weekend, which also doesn't seem possible, does it? But it's like they're tailgating and getting out to the college football atmosphere. Such a tradition in Michigan. Michigan and Michigan State are both home this weekend. The Spartans on Friday night. Michigan, they're on Saturday. Grand Valley. A lot of folks in West Michigan are big fans of the Lakers. They're playing this Saturday as well. So time to get back to those college football games. And that's another fun way to get out and enjoy some community and get together with people you haven't seen all summer.
Yeah, that would be really, really fun. I agree. Kids are back in college. It's nice to see. I like to see the kids walking around with their Grand Valley State University sweatshirts on. I love that. I have not had a chance to head to Detroit. Remember, I told you I wanted to do that this summer, and I haven't done it yet. I'm so mad at myself for that. But the Detroit Jazz Festival, I've been to that many, many times. Did you know that that is the world's largest free jazz festival?
I found that out this summer. I was not aware of that because it's a free event. And that alone is something to be discussed because this is world-class jazz performers right down on the Detroit waterfront downtown. And it's an incredible event to attend no matter what. But to be able to go for free is incredible. And also, it's the world's largest free jazz event. So, this is a true gem for the state of Michigan and for the Midwest to be able to have this caliber of event for free in downtown. And then also while you're down there, you've got Belle Isle, which is an incredible place. I discover something new every time I go there. There's still a lot of Belle Isle that I've never seen. It's a large, huge natural resource with all kinds of fun stuff to do. And, of course, the Tigers have been having a fantastic season. They're out of town over the weekend, but on Monday, on Labor Day, they have a day game in downtown Detroit. That could be fun, too.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun. They just got to start winning again. But that would be a lot of fun. And then the Michigan State Fair is in Novi. I've never been to the Michigan State Fair. Have you been to the Michigan State Fair?
Yes, I have. I've not been to the new Michigan State Fair. It's quote-unquote. I'm not sure how many years they've been doing it, but not too long. At the Suburban Collection Showplace right along I-96, so it makes it a lot more accessible for people from West Michigan before we had to drive all the way over into the State Fairgrounds. But now the State Fair, this is still the Michigan State Fair. They've got all the agricultural stuff there. They've got the rides, the midway, the elephant ears, and all the unique cuisine you can find there. So it's still a ton of fun for the family, and it's happening all weekend.
And, of course, there's the Labor Day Mackinac Bridge walk as well. Have you ever done that?
I have never walked across the Mackinac Bridge on Labor Day. I worked on Mackinac Island in college and spent a lot of time in the area. But usually, if I was off the island on Labor Day, I went the other direction because, they closed the bridge, so traffic is a little bit nuts in both directions. It is on my bucket list. Em and I are going to be at Wilderness State Park this weekend, so you never know. I might decide to head over there early on Monday morning and do the walk, but I definitely need to get that on the calendar.
Wilderness State Park is a great park to camp in, by the way. I just wanted to throw that out there. So is PJ Hoffmaster.
Yeah, Wilderness State
Park. It's cool. Yeah.
I believe it's the second largest state park in Michigan, Porcupine Mountain as being the largest. And it's, it's got like 35,000 or something like that, 40,000 acres. And it's huge. We're staying in one of the cabins, which are very difficult to get. You have to be right online 6 months exactly in advance to get them. But we love Wilderness State Park and the proximity it is to all the natural lands along the Straits of Mackinac and on Lake Michigan. So looking forward to that.
Very nice. I hope you have a terrific weekend. And then we move on to all the fun things to do in fall. Who doesn't love fall in Michigan, right?
We're excited about fall. There's actually a ton of great events in Michigan in September. We'll talk about that next week.